My name is Annalyn Schroeder, and as a postdoc in the lab of Dr. Rolf Bodmer, I have been focused on identifying novel disease gene candidates for congenital heart disease using the Drosophila heart model in human multipotent cardiac progenitors. My work has led me to focus on a subgroup of genes involved in a ubiquitous biological process, which is protein translation. In this poster, I hope to be able to relay that despite the seemingly generic function of translational components, we uncovered spatial and temporal specific effects disrupting cardiac morphogenesis that led to varied and significant adult fly heart phenotypes. Because these genes have been associated with CHD in patients, further examination of these translational components could uncover novel mechanisms and pathways in cardiac development with implications for disease. The first subgroup of translational proteins we examined were ribosomal subunits. We screened through a number of subunits, including the large ribosomal subunit RPL13 and the small ribosomal subunit RPS15AA. In the top panel of figure A, knockdown of RPL13 throughout development, specifically in the heart, resulted in a prominent no heart phenotype in adult flies. The absence of the heart is indicated by asterisks. In comparison, knockdown of the ribosomal subunit RPS15AA led to a distinct partial heart phenotype, whereby the anterior region of the adult fly heart was absent and the posterior remained largely intact. Because RPL13 and RPS15A produced very different phenotypes in the fly heart suggests that there is a level of spatial specificity in the function of each of these ribosomal subunits in the heart. We then explored the temporal aspects of ribosomal function. In figure B, we used the TIND-GAL4 driver to knock down ribosomal function specifically during the embryonic stage only, which appears required to produce a no-heart phenotype as shown in the top panel. Embryonic knockdown of RPS15A did not produce a partial heart phenotype as shown in the bottom panel. These results suggest differential temporal requirements of various ribosomal subunits during cardiogenesis. We wanted to further explore the temporal requirements for RPL13 function in the heart, and we did this by utilizing a cardiac-specific temperature-sensitive driver. As illustrated in the left image of figure C, this genetic tool enables the use of ambient temperature to control the temporal expression of RPL13 RNAi, specifically in the heart. We knocked down RPL13 specifically in embryos by exposing the embryos to 29 degrees Celsius up till early L1 stages. As shown in the top panel of figure C, knockdown during this time period led to a no heart phenotype, which is consistent and phenocopies our previous result in B using the embryonic TIND-GAL4 driver. Interestingly, when we knock down RPL13 starting at L1 stages through pupation and up to eclosion, which is a long developmental time period of significant cell growth and remodeling requiring high levels of protein translation, we find that the heart remains largely intact with minimal functional consequences as shown in the bottom panel. These data suggest that knockdown of RPL13 in embryos is required and sufficient to produce a no-heart phenotype, demonstrating temporal specificity in the requirements of ribosomal subunit function during cardiogenesis. Interestingly, despite active RPL13 knockdown in embryos only, as shown in figure D, stage 17 embryos, which is right before the larval hatching, the heart structure and aorta remain largely intact, as visualized by marked nuclei within cardioblasts. This indicates that active RPL13 knockdown does not cause immediate cell lysis in the embryo, but may be reprogramming the cells at this early stage, leading to lysis at later developmental stages. We therefore hypothesized that the ribosomal subunit RPL13 partakes in cardioblast programming and differentiation to drive proper cardiogenesis. I would just like to mention that there is growing evidence for ribosome heterogeneity, whereby ribosomes are not made up of the same composition of ribosomal subunits. Rather, the presence or absence of individual subunits within the ribosome can induce selective gatekeeping of mRNA translation that can shift active translation towards specific biological pathways and programs. RPL13 may be a subunit pertinent for the cardiogenic program. Please read our recently published paper on this topic, referenced at the bottom of the poster. This paper further demonstrates specificity of RPL13 activity in cardiac biology using both the fly and human multipotent cardiac progenitor cells. In addition to ribosomal subunits, I examined other translational components, one being a chaperone protein called nascent polypeptide-associated complex alpha, or NAC alpha, which is involved in translation by binding a subset of nascent polypeptides emerging from ribosomes and targeting their localization and expression, most likely to the cytoplasm and mitochondria. NAC alpha was identified by G. West as being associated with larger human heart morphology, as well as with the congenital heart condition called tetralogy of Fallot. As shown in figure E, knockdown of NAC alpha in the heart throughout development resulted in a no heart phenotype in adult flies. While not shown in this poster, knockdown of NAC alpha only in adults for 3 weeks did not cause heart loss nor affect heart contractility, suggesting that NAC alpha is required for normal heart development, but not maintenance of heart function. In vivo imaging of pupil development indicate that a heart was still present in early white pupil stages, but completely histolyzed 30 hours after Pupparium formation, or APF, when the cardiac tube begins to remodel and transdifferentiate into adult cell types. We therefore focused on known cardiac processes during this developmental time period to better understand NAC alpha's role in the histolysis of the heart. We know the HOX genes, which are a set of transcription factors that specify segment identity, are critical for cardiac remodeling. In the top panel of figure F, showing early pupil hearts from controls, the HOX gene ABDB specifies the most posterior cardiac cells as indicated by red nuclei staining. These ABDB positive cells will histolyze upon cardiac remodeling and are absent in adults. Because NAC alpha knockdown histolyzes the entire heart, we hypothesized that the complete heart loss could be a consequence of ABDB misexpression outside of the posterior boundaries. In other words, NAC alpha may be involved in setting the spatial boundaries of histolysis and cell death. In the middle panel of figure F, we overexpressed ABDB in the heart throughout development and found that early pupae retained a heart, and overexpressed ABDB is localized to cardiac nuclei throughout the heart too. Following cardiac remodeling at about 30-hour APF, the heart completely histolyzes, similar to NAC alpha knockdown shown in figure E. The next question is whether NAC alpha knockdown is causing misexpression of ABDB. Indeed, as shown in the bottom panel of figure F, knockdown of NAC alpha caused an increase in ABDB expression, which was localized throughout the entire heart too. This supports the idea that NAC alpha knockdown causes an increase in ABDB expression with mislocalization, which could be mediating heart lysis. Finally, I checked whether NAC alpha and ABDB interact. In other words, if NAC alpha knockdown raises ABDB levels, could concurrent knockdown of NAC alpha and ABDB rescue the heart phenotype? As shown in figure G, we find a partial rescue of the heart where heart structures are retained with some functionality. This rescue is not due to a change in NAC alpha dosage. The partial rescue suggests that there may be other targets of NAC alpha that are necessary for normal cardiac development. Importantly, the demonstrated genetic interaction of NAC alpha and ABDB suggests that the function of a generic translational component, NAC alpha, is cardiac specific. These were interesting results. I was therefore curious to investigate whether the other nascent polypeptide chaperone, signal recognition particle, or SRP, would be involved in cardiac development as well. SRP targets the translocation of a subset of nascent polypeptides destined for the membrane or for secretion to the ER. I knocked down each of the SRP subunits specifically in the heart throughout development to examine their adult heart phenotypes. The most interesting SRP subunit was knockdown of SRP72, shown in the second panel of figure H, which led to a largely intact heart, except for a malformed conical chamber. An enlarged image of the conical chamber is shown to the right. While cardiac cells appear to be present, it is a thin tube within the supporting ventral longitudinal muscles, almost like a larval aorta that failed to undergo cardiac remodeling. What is particularly interesting is the spatial specificity of the phenotype, as the rest of the heart is present and is not grossly affected. Furthermore, because the conical chamber cells are still present, this suggests that SRP72 knockdown is not causing immediate cell death, rather that the translational effects are targeted and cardiac specific. Knockdown of other SRP subunits led to varied cardiac phenotypes. In the third panel of figure H, SRP68 knockdown led to a no heart phenotype, and in the bottom panel, SRP19 knockdown led to a partial heart phenotype. We are now determining the nascent polypeptide targets of SRP, which I believe will help uncover its role in heart morphogenesis. In summary, I demonstrated spatial and temporal specific phenotypes in the heart induced by knockdown of ubiquitous translational components. These translational genes include RPL13, RPS15AA, NAC alpha, and SRP subunits. Importantly, these genes have been directly and indirectly associated with CHD in humans and should be explored as targeted drivers and regulators of heart development and pathogenesis. Thank you for your time and attention. I will be available for questions on April 28 at 12 noon Eastern Time, and I wish you well.